wow, we got it set up. That's great. We are a fantastic team, a fantastic community. And thank you for being here with me today. This is a wonderful way to start a new year. And I really look forward to it being a great new year. We bid farewell to 21 with fond remembrance, but also a sweet adios. And look forward to vaya con Dios in the coming year. Okay, we have quite a few people on our call, and I'm going to welcome you in because that gives me a little more grace to get set up here while we're talking to you. Jerome, you're always first. So glad, and it's great to hear your voice.
Yes, blessings, light, and love, peace, and joy. Thank you for everything you do, and blessings with Yeshua for the universe. Up here in Minnesota, it's about 15 degrees below zero in the snow, but we're making it anyway because the warmth of our heart and spirit can come across everything, but just like you have told us that. And I love you, and I thank you for everything you do, and blessings on my family.
Thank you. Oh, you bet. And blessings are with you and your family, Jerome, always. And we both know what a warm heart can do. So today, yes, we're just going to ask you to really get busy and warm the rest of our life.
Okay, I will. Blessings with you. I love you.
Blessings, Jerome. Thank you. And Mary, hello. You're on. Your line is open. You may have to unmute your own call. Mary, we can't hear you. Oh, okay. We'll try again. Mary?
Glenda,
yeah, hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone is still mischievous. Is this better?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's much better. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I wondered if I could ask for four blessings. And the first one, and I want you to write down the name of Glenda Green on your beautiful scroll, because the first blessing I want to ask for is for you, my beloved, and I also want to know how I could help as well to bless you. I just thank you so much for being here every week. The second blessing is for my parents, Roger and Kathleen. And the third blessing is I just want to ask God and ask Yeshua for some help. I would like to be a more open vessel to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. There's so many people that I'm wanting to take care of and love in my life, and so I would just like to have the grace to know how to do that better and more fully. And then the final blessing, and Glenda, I'm so excited to ask you for this blessing. I wanted you to write down, and I'm asking Yeshua for a blessing on Judy McCracken's Reiki list. So I'm a member of a team. There's 45 of us who send long-distance Reiki to people who request it of us. And I love and I testify to the power of Reiki and prayer in and of itself. But when I told my friend that I was going to ask for this list to be included in the blessing, her heart just swelled, as does mine, because I feel like I'm inviting Yeshua to come and pray with us, which is always what he does anyways. And I just really feel his presence during this blessing and really whenever I pray. And it reminds me that he is always joining us, but he joins us from that place of wholeness where the prayer has already been answered. And so for all these blessings, I thank you, and God bless this community and this new year that we're in. Thank you.
Yes. Well, Mary, all of your, thank you for your blessing to me, first of all, but all of perspectives are just really profound and right on target. And yes, we most definitely will bless your Reiki team. Reiki is a wonderful healing energy, and I have seen many, many people benefited by it. So when you combine it with prayer and you also call for the Holy Spirit as part of it, how can it not be right? How can it not be an advancement to the well-being of whoever is receiving it? And one thing I wanted to respond to on the subject of the Holy Spirit is that in my years of serving Yeshua and speaking about the Holy Spirit, I have encountered a great deal of disagreement about people on how the Holy Spirit shows up, how it works, how it performs the sacred lifting and anointing and healing that it does, and teaching, counseling. And I just scratch my head that there would ever, ever be a disagreement, because the Holy Spirit is the third person of the divine who created this universe. So how could the Holy Spirit not come in whatever way it chooses? I don't think there is a priority way. It could come as energy. It could come through angelic conveyance. It could come through the forest. It could come through the land. It could come through the words of a loving friend. It could come through the healing technologies of medicine. It could come through prayer. And, of course, that's one way I think we would all agree that it can come. But there is no limitation to how the Holy Spirit can come. Where the limitation comes in, Mary, is in our receivership. If a person approaches the Holy Spirit thinking it can only be received one way, then surely that person has configured himself into a limited position where it can only be received that way. Not because it's only given that way, but we have an amazing tendency as human beings to limit ourselves. I am constantly amazed with that. We so often get into a particular configuration that, oh, you know, I'm this or that, and I can't do what you're doing. I can't do it the other way. This is the only way it works for me. Well, you know, maybe that's why it's not working for you. Because, and I'm waiting for you to laugh, Mary, because I know you know what I'm saying.
Oh, this is all so helpful. Thank you so much for all of this, Glenda. Thank you.
It is not the Holy Spirit that is limited in any way, shape, or form. It is we, the receiver, who limit ourselves in every way, shape, and form, except the few ways we are attached to and feel a sense of, perhaps, reverence about. If it doesn't come that way, well, I can't, it's just not coming for me. Oh, my friends, it is so out there. It's everywhere. And I have talked so often about making the connection. And it still flies over the head of most people. And one of the silliest, most juvenile examples I use is the TV signals that have to be picked up by a television receiver that is tuned to those signals. Okay, I think we all know that. But here's a little more sophisticated. I think everybody's heard about Bluetooth. Maybe not everybody has a Bluetooth-enabled device. But a lot of telephones are now. A lot of computers are now. Printers are now. And I have just about everything in my house set up on a Bluetooth connection with my printer. Because whether I'm on a telephone or whether I'm on my tablet or on my computer or talking to another person somewhere else, I want to be able to send whatever document I have to my printer. And how is that done? Well, when you first go to set it up, you look on your sending device to try to make a connection, and it will give you a bunch of addresses. And you try those addresses. And you might try the 1, 2, 3, or 4, and it will say, not found. Not found. And then you hit a sweet spot. You get this one. And it says, a handshake has been made. Okay. I love that metaphor. A handshake has been made. Because that's exactly what it's all about. And so what we do in the blessing service is we make a handshake for you. And it's not we. That's Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Father, and all of these residual blessings surrounding you that are providing the blessing. But somebody's got to help you make a handshake, because most people are limiting who or what they will shake hands with. And I think that's one of the big things going on right now in our growing and expanding global community. The ability to make more handshakes with more people under more conditions and more circumstances. And it's kind of ironic that this is happening in the outer world, and at the same time, we're cloistering into our protected spaces to protect ourselves from COVID or certain other contagions that may be floating around. So it's kind of a paradox that we should see those two conditions ironically connected. And I think there'll be some kind of great revelation in revealing that irony. But Mary, thank you for stimulating an opportunity to say again what I've said so many times in different ways. You got to make the handshake. And that's where the miracle comes in. It's just like the first time I set up a Bluetooth and it said, you made a handshake. I went, oh, wow.
I felt that one in my heart, Glenda. Thank you so much. And God bless you all. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Mary. And blessings to you, dear. Always, always, always. And we have Wendy and Stephen. Welcome.
Hi, Glenda. It's Stephen. Wendy's
working. Oh, all right.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you for a blessing, and I had a question. The blessing was a couple of years ago, my brother said, do you remember the time you were on the fence and it was hit by lightning? And I said, no, I don't have any memory of that. And anyway, he said it, you know, it threw me 20 feet. And so it sort of explained a couple of things. And I wanted to ask a blessing to try to deal with what I feel is like a neurological after effect of that. And then the second, I wanted to ask you a question. I was on YouTube reading about the unknown life of Christ, and apparently a Russian adventurer went into India in the late 1800s, and there are records there of Jesus going to through India and like teaching, and so the teachings are recorded in this book by Nicholas Notovitch, The Unknown Life of Christ, and a lot of the things compare to, you know, things that were said in the Bible. So it's quite an eye-opener that in the monasteries in Tibet and India, these teachings are available for students. Like, to me, it's incredible. But, you know, how far Jesus was able to go in his travels and to teach people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have done a lot of reading in that regard, Stephen, and I have varying possibilities on what that could be. Again, keeping open to many, many possibilities. The first of them being that his uncle, Joseph of Arimathea, was a very, very wealthy man who owned a fleet of ships. He had 10 mines in the British Isles. He had gold mines in India. And he had trade routes that went into Egypt and into the Northland leading up to what we call Russia today. We don't know how far those trade routes went. And trade routes that went into Europe, southern Europe. So considering that Yeshua was very bold and outreaching in all of his ways, I would not find it inconsistent with his life that he traveled with his uncle. And we know that he was very, very close to his uncle. His uncle is actually the one who retrieved his body after crucifixion and put it in his own tomb. So we know by numerous historical facts that they were very, very close. And Yeshua would have had the wherewithal to not just travel by sandals, you know, sandals and knapsack, to these places, but he would have had actually luxurious conveyance by standards of that day if he had chosen to do that. But now there's another side to the story, and that is that he told me after he ascended, after the 40 days with the apostles, and he ascended, he did not go to heaven. He went to all the citizens of earth, to all the civilizations of mankind, and taught them. And there are records all through the Americas from I think as many as 100 different tribes. I forgot the exact number, but I know it was a great many. And they're all quite consistent, and they all refer to this prophet. They just knew him as the prophet dressed in white. And all of the teachings were consistent. And then he left in an appointed year by a large sailboat that appeared in somewhere in the Caribbean waters, and he was escorted by.
He left in a what?
A large sailing vessel, ship.
Okay.
That met him on one of the Caribbean beaches, and many of the tribes escorted him there and saw him off, and that would have been. That would have been about in his 80th year after birth. After birth, resurrection, and travel all through the Americas. And they tell, there's also among these tribal stories, that he did go to India, and he traveled from there to Hawaii. And so there's the after side of the story. It could have been either way, Stephen. We really don't know right now, but I am quite sure he did not limit his teachings to the Middle East, the Holy Land, what we call the Holy Land of Jerusalem and Israel. He had a great outreaching influence, and it could have been both before and after. I don't know. I just know from his teachings to me that he did reach out. And so likely, these records in India are bona fide and legitimate. We just don't know whether they came before or after. It is quite amazing to read what the Native Americans recorded of him.
Yeah, there's a Mohawk tribe just north of us, and they published a book, and so there's, you know, like a couple of pages on this person that arrived to the Americas, a more white type person. I forget how they described him, but, you know, it's pretty evident that it's the character of Christ that taught them the commonality of man and how we're all interrelated.
Yes, yes. Well, this book is called, that I'm referring to, is called He Traveled the Americas. And the tribes that left remnants of him described him as a tall man with greenish-blue eyes like the ocean, looking very much like the painting, the way he appeared to me, and lighter skin than they had. Not necessarily white, but lighter skin than they had. And it's a fascinating study. And you could really go that study for a long time and have your faith strengthened. So I'm glad you're doing it. We don't know right now what the confirmation is, what the exact history of that is, but I've read enough to know that there is truth to the fact he went out there.
Well, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think it underlies all the faith, like, you know, it underlies Buddhism, it underlies whatever North American understanding of the great beyond is. You know, it underlies all these faiths that we have, that humanity has. So it's an incredible story.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, Stephen, would you like to ask for a blessing?
Yeah, it was the thing about getting hit by a, not directly, I was on the...
Yes, right. Okay, yes. Okay, we've got... I had that down, and we got so absorbed with the story, we went into right field. Okay, I've got it. Thank you so much.
We have other people on our line, so you're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay. Sarah, you are on.
Aloha, Glenda.
Aloha.
Oh, and aloha to our beloved community. This is Sarah, and I offer my love and my blessings to all of you. And I want to ask for such a blessing, Glenda, with you and the prayer givers and Yeshua for my family. I'm here in Massachusetts, and my beloved mom, Kathy, who's just experiencing a lot of pain in her body, so prayer for her. And for my dad, Peter, who's got some just mysterious and kind of troubling symptoms. Well, God bless him. And for all of our families, and for our dog, Tallulah, and for me, I've been depressed. I've been struggling. And so prayer for all of us and for all of our families.
God bless you. And yes, you are on our list and your family. And all that you love, you're here.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. You're welcome, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I'm opening the line to Gerardo. Rosa Gerardo?
Yes. It's Gerardo. You call me Jerry. Hey, how you doing?
Hi. I'm hanging in. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous. I want to say a Happy New Year to you and an infinite blessings to you and all the beautiful souls on this community, all the folks who speak all the time, and you know, your prayers and your commitments, you know, have really enlightened my life for sure. And I know in my life too that the Christ blessings have definitely made huge changes in my not only belief but also in just subtle and beautiful changes that are moving through my life. So I give much, much thanks to that.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And I ask for a blessing for my beautiful son. His name is Connor, C-O-N-O-R, Rosa, and for his mom, Julia, Rosa, and for Rachel Holly, H-O-L-L-E-Y, and Catherine, her mother, and a special blessing for a friend, a dear old friend of mine who's been suffering for a long time. Her name is Julie Blotcher, B-L-O-T-C-H-E-R. And I don't know what to ask for her, but let Yeshua do what he needs to do. And the blessing for the animal kingdom, that it just catches a break, you know.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Gerardo, very, very lovely to speak with you and be with you at the beginning of this new phase of opportunity.
Absolutely.
I love what the numbers 22 stand for. They stand for mastery. We have been through much challenge, many trials, and lots of lessons. I pray that this year will be what the numbers stand for, and that we will all arrive at least a greater state of mastery. And whatever your challenge may be, whatever your goals may this be that kind of year for you. I'm going to open the line now for Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, and I hope you and everybody on the call has a blessed new year. I feel really positive about this upcoming year, and I just hope everyone receives everything that they hope for this year and are blessed. And then I have a specific blessing, Glenda, and it's for my friend Anna Jay. We have blessed her previously. She is my friend who needs a replacement for a heart valve. And we had prayed and blessed that she would get an appointment at Cleveland Clinic to be evaluated. And after many weeks, she left this morning by plane to fly to Cleveland for her evaluation to see if they can find the path that where they can assist in her healing. So I want
that is wonderful.
I know it's exciting, and so I hope
to
our intention that she is just blessed with robust health and vitality, as this group caregivers at Cleveland Clinic evaluate her, see what they can do to restore that heart valve, and then return her to a full and blessed life in 2022. So that's the blessing that I request today.
Okay.
And I thank everybody for helping with this.
Oh, yeah. And you keep it up in your daily blessing.
Oh, yes.
It will make a difference.
This is the week. If they can help her, if they do the full evaluation and figure out a way that they can do the replacement, then they will do it right away. So this is the week. She'll have her appointment to be evaluated, and then they will actually do the procedure if they can see their way clearly. So we need them to have divine insight as they look for that pathway for her healing.
Great. Yes. All right. And thank you for being her loyal friend. It makes a difference.
She is.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Christopher. Hi,
Christopher.
Everybody. Happy New Year.
That was quite accidental. I didn't mean to cut Nancy off quickly. My phone is really kind of goofy right now. I've got to get a new one. So we make do with it and hope nothing worse than that happens. And I'm sorry, Nancy, I didn't properly say goodbye to you, but we love you. Okay, that goes without saying. And Christopher, welcome.
Hi, Happy New Year. Yeah, I was confused, like, oh, that was quick. So here I am.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a blessing for a friend of mine who's been going through a big transition. Her name is Raina, R-A-I-N-A-H. She's going through a big transition where she's been a body worker, and she's actually an amazing healer and yoga teacher for many years. But her body's starting to not be able to do that. And she really feels like God is trying to move her in a new direction. But I think there's anxiety about, this has been her identity and her career for so long. And there's some anxiety. And I'm just really encouraging her to trust the process. And I'm just asking for Yeshua to continue to bless her on her journey. And I also I want to say send a blessing for the clients and students that I work with in my practice. I felt that there's been a transition happening for me and for us around building more community. And I feel like, Glenda, being with you and in this community has been such good education for me about the kind of space that I want to create. And I just want to ask Yeshua to bless that venture. And then my family, I've been through so many levels of, like, issues with my family and even distancing myself from them for a while, and I can feel us starting to come back together in a healthy way. And I just want to ask for Yeshua's blessing. I have such a deep care in my heart for my family, and I'd love to have in this lifetime healing, reconciliation, and a really happy connection with them at whatever level.
Oh, that would be great. And it shall happen. It shall happen. Because it's a worthy goal and your heart is in it. So.
Yes. Thank you, Glenda.
Okay. All right. We move on. And Iman, I'm going to open your line.
Aloha. Happy New Year to everyone. Such a good thing to start the new year with you, Glenda. I look forward to hearing your voice. I would like to ask a blessing for myself as I move into my final stage of choice of beingness. I am a singer at heart, but I have never really pursued it on a professional level, and it's always been with me, and it is what got me through this past 2 years. Singing kept me, it's like my nourishment for body, mind, and soul. And I now would like to take it to the professional level, where I can make a living from singing, from songwriting, from delivering. And I pray to God that this year would be the year that that I get out there, and publicly doing it 100% and just focusing on singing, songwriting, and delivering wherever I go. I pray for a beautiful start and making the right connections and doors opening everywhere, and that I may venture in with peace and ease and light. And I pray for that.
And I pray with you. So thank you for allowing us to be part of this wonderful goal you have. And it shall be done. It shall be done. And I pray that you receive all the messages that are sent to you, that you will be open in every way and intuitive, following your guidance and with such strength of conviction that you receive and follow every message that's sent to you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Well, Elizabeth, we're going to open your line now. How can we bless you?
Well, firstly, Glenda, I just want to wish you a very, very happy new year, and that everything that you need in your life with your move and everything comes to you with ease and grace, and just my utmost gratitude for this getting me through 2021 with all the blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would just like to ask a blessing for my brother and his family, and that they have to move in April and there's things going on, and that they will just be able to find the right place to move to with ease and grace, and the family will all be in harmony together throughout this. And a blessing for my friend Bose, who is recovering in a hospital in Tulane Hospital in New Orleans from a myriad of things that went. We nearly lost him, and it's the blessings that have kept him going, and now he's in recuperation mode. So I just ask for a blessing to keep him going on his path back to health. And a last blessing for my sister's dog, Bailey, who we just found out she has an enlarged heart and high blood pressure. And we got her on blood pressure medication, and she seems to be improving even in the last 2 days. So just for the dog, Bailey, to heal from this heart situation. And just a happy new year and blessings to everybody on the call, that we all walk into our soul's purpose for this lifetime with love and joy in our heart in this coming year. And what you said about the mastery of the year 2022, I feel that so much. So may we all just become who we're meant to become. Amen.
Yeah. Yes. And let us not forget that the most important mastery is mastery of the self. And that is, yes. And I think this is a very important year in which we will be called into mastery of the self. Because 2020 and 2021, a lot of people, if not the majority of people, lost that. They became confused, conflicted, and often in disagreement with each other. And that is not exactly what we would call mastery of the self. It's time we pull back to center, remember that love is who we are, and every good thing we shall ever do comes from that. So thank you, Elizabeth, for reminding us of that. And we are going to open the line to Nancy and Gary now. Hello, dear ones.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey.
Everybody. I would like to ditto what Mary said about asking a special blessing for you, Glenda, that everything proceeds smoothly and perfectly, and you've planned in the, everything needs to just, I see it, and I feel it, and I know that the prayer's answered already, but if all of us could put our hearts and intention and our blessings for that, I would think that's just what has to happen for you right now. You've got little time.
Thank you, Nancy. Well, I have no insecurity about being very loved. And I know that I am, and I know that love works miracles. And through all the hardship of the previous year, every one of them was ended with a miracle. So I'm sure this one will be too.
And I also would like to add another blessing, too, for my friend Michonne, who's been dealing with a little bit of reoccurrence with breast cancer, and she's in a fearful place. And I think that's one of the messages that's been coming through for me lately is to not be afraid. And I can hear Yeshua saying, be not afraid, a lot. And so if we could just hold that in our hearts and have that be a blessing for all of us.
Oh, yes, definitely. Fear is the enemy, really, it is, because it is the opposite of love. It pushes away, it runs away. Love attracts and love embraces. Just the opposite here. But I didn't catch her name. Who is it?
Michonne, M-I-S-C-H-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's up Michonne. In Michigan. Michonne. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it now.
I appreciate that. Thank you, community. We love you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We love you, too. And Jeannie, we're opening your line. Hello. And how can we bless you today?
Hello, Glenda, and hello to the whole community, and Happy New Year, or Happy 2022. Glenda, I have a question for you about the blessings, and that is, I've taken myself on and off of the queue a couple times because I wasn't sure. As all of us are praying for so many people right now, if we don't specifically ask for a blessing for someone during, when we're speaking with you before Yeshua gives the blessing, as we hold these people that we love so much in our minds and ask him to bless them, what's your feeling about that?
That's enough.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
That is enough. You do okay. not need to speak. And this okay. is one of the reasons that during the conducting of the energetic part of the blessing, I ask everyone receiving to be in prayer, where through your prayer, you make the handshake I'm talking about. Uh-huh. And you make it not just for yourself, but for everyone your heart is focused on, that your heart is reaching for. People who are reaching toward you and the preoccupations of your soul, your love, and your heart will come into connection with this energy, and it will come and find you. The love of God is it's everywhere, but it's also a little bit like a tracer rocket. It's coming after you, and all you have to do is reach for it. Is reach for it, and this is why Yeshua told the apostles, you have to knock, you have to open the door, and the apostle Paul at one point found himself in an intensive conversation with one of his churches, where they were actually feeling sorry for themselves, that their prayers were not answered, and they were not getting the miracles that they needed. And Paul wrote them up. You know, anyone who wants to know the chapter and verse can write to me, and I will send it to you. It's just not in the front part of my mind right now. But he wrote them and said, you receive not because you ask not. Because you ask not. Well, obviously, they were asking in words because they were praying. But their prayers were probably ritualistic, as so many prayers are. They were probably generalized, as so many prayers are. And perhaps they were not actually in a state of faith with what they were asking, in the sense of seeing it done. This is where we fail to make the handshake because we don't touch the hand of God. We don't touch the hand. We don't see the gift being given. We don't see the result coming to pass. And that's a weakening, that's an absence of faith, really. Well, I won't say absence because it takes faith just to pray. It takes faith just to show up and hope. But you can take faith a whole lot further than that. And it's your faith that makes the connection. Not your words. Not your words to me. Not your words to the community. Or even your words to God. It's your faith that brings about the miracle. And Yeshua said that after every miracle he ever performed. Your faith made you whole. And so that's really the way you receive the blessing, is through your faith, feeling it be given. And that's not verbal. It's not showing up for the audience. But it helps. It helps a lot of people if someone does ask. It helps because you make it tangible. You take it out of the realm of the nebulous, the general good wishing, and you really put a thumbtack on the wall with a post-it note under it
It's like, this is my letter to God. Okay? It's kind of like, you know, it makes a difference to write a letter to people. Not just wish them well. They get that letter and they open it and see your words and the time you took to write it out. And a lot of people just receive a blessing by that.
Yes.
So there are degrees of asking. There are degrees of receiving. And we like to respect them all in our community because what really matters is the handshake.
Uh-huh.
That's what really matters.
Yes. And Glenda, what about our love for the people we're praying for, too? That must be essential, don't you think?
I want to say it is essential, but sometimes we pray for those we don't understand enough to love. And I think that's a gift also, because humility is a great act of faith. And there are many people who have just surrendered themselves in humility to pray for those who are causing unrest in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't really say they love the people, but they care for them. And they're putting their arguments aside. They're putting their opinions aside and accepting them as part of our greater family. So there are many, many ways of bringing yourself closer to God. One most definitely is forgiving those you don't understand or you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And that assists in the blessing. You know, it's very, very hard to give someone a blessing and hate them at the same time. If someone came to Yeshua asking to be healed, and he said, first go and forgive your brother, then come back to me.
Mm.
Yeshua knew he couldn't receive it. He wasn't in any condition to receive it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was very shut down.
Mm.
Shut down with his own arguments and resentments or whatever was creating a blockage to his spirit or to his faith.
Mm-hmm.
This could go on and on, my dear. And I don't know how far we need to carry this. Has your question pretty much been answered?
It has been, and thank you so much. And so her name, the blessing I'll ask then, is Joan Hausman, Joan Pabian Hausman. She's 88 years old in the hospital. She's not doing well, and she's very depressed. Her daughter's coming for dinner shortly, so... That makes me happy.
Okay.
And her husband also, Joan's husband fell when she did, and his name is Jim Mertland, and he's coming along. So I would like to specifically ask for them. Thank you very much, Glenda.
Yes, and may your dinner be blessed. May the food be filled with love and nourishment for the soul and the heart as well as the body.
Yes.
And thank you for being a loving hostess.
Thank you.
You know, and that brings up what I think is a really a precious metaphor, is that we often can't do anything directly to help our fellow man, but we can be a good host and hostess for their life passing through ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could be at the grocery store and see somebody struggling to find something and just say, could I help? Can I help you find something? And you do it. They say thank you and it's done. But you were a loving host to this life. We are all servants to one another. And if you remember that, then there are so many ways you can help without being the gold-plated answer. We can't all be the gold-plated answer. But we can serve and bring about a greater passage through life for everyone we meet. If we just put our attention on that.
Yes. Thank you, Glenda.
You are very, very welcome. And I need to adjust my computer screen right here. We're having a few technical problems today, but nothing that's going to stop us. And So we have a caller from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, and you're on.
Oh, I have to unmute myself. Yes, Glenda, can you hear me? This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Yes, I can hear you.
All right, great. I will be quick. I want to ask a blessing for Viri Gates and her family, and I just ask that she receives a blessing on every level, physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional, as she is making a commitment to change some patterns and improve her health this year.
Great. Okay. She's on my list. Right. You just keep her in your heart. And
I will.
We will make the connection for her. And last and not least, we have Stormy. Hello, my dear friend Stormy.
Yes, Glenda. I have a blessing request from your backyard. That is, take a little bit of me when you go.
Oh, how sweet. Yes, I will. What
and
a
you
sweet
can plant,
thought, me.
You can put a little bit in a potted plant that you start wherever you go. And if you care to take a scoop of sand and a scoop of soil and bring them into the house and ask them, where are we going?
That's a great idea, Stormy. I love that. You're always so original. Oh, my goodness, we can count on Stormy to be original.
And did you get my message about the seven chakras?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
You bless your seven chakras 7 days in a row. And that is, I believe, going to be very helpful for the new year and letting go of the last and bringing in the new year. I just thought that was a beautiful little technique I've been sharing with people. It has to be 7 days in a row consecutively. If you miss a day, start over.
I just finished my
last one. And it's just as simple as today. I just went seventh chakra, bless you. That's all. So
okay.
I thought you would enjoy that about the soil in your backyard. A request, a blessing request from your backyard. You know, because all of that soil is connected to every piece of soil on this earth.
Yes, it is.
You know, energetically,
it
scientifically, it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a beautiful blessing request from your backyard.
Yes, it is. And from you too, Stormy. God bless
all
you.
Right.
And I hope this will be a lovely year for you in which many of your dreams come true.
Oh, I got lots of dreams.
I know you do. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
Bye-bye.
You too. And let's begin our blessing, everyone. It's time. It's time that we just surrendered our world-focused mind onto a higher consciousness that doesn't have limitations. It only has outreach and purpose. Surrender, reception, dedication, spirit, and love. It perceives, it receives, and it is what we call the greater awareness of your life, the greater awareness of who you are. Let us be in that state right now where we are loving and appreciating the life that we have, the life air, the life that fills us from the earth, from the heavens, from all of the animal kingdom that also races through us. And as Stormy was mentioning, even the earth we walk on, which is connected to every other part of Earth. Everywhere, in every country, every domain. And we see in this higher consciousness that everything is whole. Everything is connected. Everything is whole. And we, in our limited perspective that we chose as humanity to take long ago, began to engage in separation. Therein was our problem. Therein the trouble began. We entered the world of separation. In fact, if you go to visit, if you are fortunate enough to actually get to know a truly indigenous people who live connected to the earth, with the earth, you would find that they really don't practice separation in any form, any way, because they know that it is not conducive to life. And they draw their life directly from that which gives life. So for this moment, at least, let us be that way. Take a deep breath. Know that you're pulling in the wholeness of life into your lungs and expanding your diaphragm deeply. Hold it. And now give it back with love. That your love is now given freely to whoever shall breathe it in after you. Take another deep breath. Hold it. Feel the spirit of life in your body. Let it radiate until it tingles into your fingertips and the outer surface of your arms and your legs. Just feel it. Release it. Knowing you're giving life back in return. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. It will keep you young. It will build, it will create health. Just the giving and receiving of life is what health is all about. And somewhere along the line, we stop doing that, or we develop blockages in our body that don't allow us to do it into certain places. And those places become what we call unwell or ill. And they have to be addressed with some technical remedy. But when the technical remedy has done its work, let us resume the breath of life. You awakened in this world to the breath of life. And you will leave this world when the last breath of life is exhaled. The breath of life sees you on every pathway, in every space, and wherever you go for the duration of your life. Continue to breathe consciously as you receive this blessing. The breath, not just of oxygen and other essential gases, but the breath of life, will fill you more abundantly with the blessing you're receiving. I will begin my prayer to Yeshua now, and then let it be followed with your prayers. Son, Yeshua, we call upon your blessed name to be stamped upon this year, 2022. That humanity can make a profound and major step in the direction of mastery. We know we won't be completely there, but just to know what mastery means, and it starts with the mastery of our emotions, our thoughts, our daily practices and habits, our dreams, our expectations, and most of all, our faith, our love of God, and our receiving God's love. That we are in communion with the divine. And we thank you that you have walked with us for all these years, all these centuries, going everywhere through the many communities of humankind around the world, sitting beside anyone who will listen, who will reach, who will want to be touched by you, giving of your heart, your life, your spirit, and you brought to us the Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you for your magnificent gifts. And we ask that we could walk closer in the path that you've given us to really receive these gifts. And to hold the blessing in our being, that we may be better suited to extend that blessing to others. Let us radiate with the blessings you give us, that from us may spill blessings into everyone we meet, and thus create a better world around us. Let us not look for what we need to do, but simply that we need to do. That we just need to be in ourselves, serving, loving, and receiving. For that is the spirit of community. And we thank you for teaching us that. A simple, simple lesson that is profound beyond words. We ask now that you hear the blessings of our prayers, and that you be with those for whom we pray, that you be with each one of us according to our needs and our desires, because we do come to you for strength, healing, nourishment, and encouragement, that we may have stronger faith and more abundant results in our faith. We just surrender now into your love and praise your name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me? Let us begin.
Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. And don't think. Don't even continue your prayer, because that might be words or something that would engage your mind in an expectation. It's not from expectation that the gifts are given. It is by the grace of God. Allow God to write on the whiteboard of your life. Receive the blessing. I look forward to being with you again next week and every week of this brand new year. Thank you for being here today. Bye-bye for now.